Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
There, my fiance was crying in the middle of our flight. I've got to talk more about this tomorrow and take calls on it. But I've seen this happen with women before, where you get like overly emotional, then you catch yourself and you're like, oh, now I know why I'm feeling this way. It's that time, right? So for whatever reason, our seats got separated on one of our flights, right? So she was sitting in one aisle in a middle seat, and they had reassigned me a middle seat in a different row, and we wanted to sit together. So
nobody's going to trade you for a middle seat, though.
That's what we thought, right? It's funny how when Tiffany asks guys to do things that they respond in a different way.
It's always
so
interesting, right?
So weird, right?
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
So she tells the dude that was in the seat next to me, you know, like what's going on. And he was so nice about it and gave up his seat to sit in the middle. She was so touched by it, she started crying in the middle of the plane. Literally tears are coming down her. She's thanking this guy and she is crying about it, and then sits down and goes, oh my God, now I know why I'm crying about this. Gotta take calls on this tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, there is a video that is going viral right now that Mo's eyes caught, and it is absolutely infuriating, you think?
I think so, because when I saw this video on the Shade Room, I had an idea that it would go viral, but I did not realize how much the moms, all of the mothers in these comments would be wanting to throw down off of this video. So I thought it would be interesting to bring to the table. And it's a comedian.
Hold on, let me brace myself.
Take your time, yes. If you are a mom, brace yourself.
Because you know what he's talking about,
I do, because I am in the depths of a mommy algorithm in Instagram. So this video popped up numerous times. I watched it 3 times, read through the comments myself. So, proceed.
Yes, it's a comedian. Her name is Kat Stickler, and she is detailing this encounter that she had where she was in a park with her child, and there was a birthday party going on, of which her child started to become friends with some of the other children at this birthday party, and which was all cute and funny games at first. But then when it came time for the kids to have cake, well, this mom did something in particular that upset quite a few moms, and I'll let the comedian Kat take it from here.
Am I entitled, or was this messed up? 2 hours ago, literally right now, MK and I were at the park in my neighborhood, and it was us and this birthday group, right? So literally just us and this birthday group. These kids are having their birthday party. MK's playing them for like, what, half an hour? They're making friends. It was nice. It was actually very cute. Time to sing happy birthday. MK goes over. She's one of the group right now, all right? They're welcoming her with open arms, or so I thought. I was wrong. Time to eat cake. I see MK, I see her intention of grabbing a piece of cake. So I, like, walk over to make sure it's okay. As a formality, honestly, I was like, obviously it's okay. It's cake, it's a massive cake, there's lots of leftover pieces. The mother kicks the plate away from MK and gets down to her level, says, you cannot eat this cake, okay? This is not your birthday party. These are not your friends. Where's your mother?
Ooh. All right, now just to clarify, right? Just if there's any wiggle room at all, there was plenty of cake for every kid at the party.
Correct.
That's what
right?
she said.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, plenty of cake. So
imagine one of those giant sheet cakes from Publix. Mm.
So this is just one more piece of cake that certainly could have been given to this child that didn't know the rest of the group, but mom just decided not.
The only other child at the park. It wasn't like they're like you're. It's a bunch of kids. So if you give to one, you're going to have to give to 20. This was the only other child at the park at the same time as the party. The child had been playing with the other kids for 30 minutes and had made friends. And in the comments, I'm getting incensed again. In the comments, it's not even about the cake. It's about the fact that she got down to the little girl's level and said, these aren't even your friends. Ooh. Like, who says that to a child? A mother, nonetheless, that has children of her own. Like, the audacity to say something that cruel. Yes, guess what? They are friends. They've been hanging out for 30 minutes. That's how kids make friends. Kids make friends like that, and it's a beautiful thing, and I wish adults could be like that too, but they can't be because you're a bitch!
That's why I still think there should be a panel of judges that you say, hey, I want to have a kid. You got to put up scenarios like this, and if they say, if you answer correctly, they go, okay, you can have a kid.
I am but so not, mad. She's making my eye twitch.
I get it. I get it. I can't imagine in what world, in a situation like this, you would deny a child any kind of food at all.
What did moms do when child was turned away, did she say?
That's what we don't know, because that's exactly how she ended the video. Ooh. I don't know if she ever did a follow-up. But
I don't think she did anything.
I don't
anything.
Think she did anything. And there was mothers in the comments ready to go to jail if this had happened to that kid.
So the kid should have gotten the cake, 100%. But I also feel like if this were my kid, I would have stopped Hazel from trying to get a piece of cake, because I would have been like, we're not invited. It's fine for you to play. Mm-hmm, we're not invited to the party. I'm just saying, like, you should have given the kid the cake. You take the least, like, the route that is least harmful to the child. That's the way you go. But as the other mom, who is the mother of the outsider, quote unquote, kid, you need to be watching your kid and making sure your kid doesn't get into other people's business.
So if I was the mother of the birthday party, before I give a child any kind of sweets or any kind of sugar, I ask the parents if it's okay. Hey, is it okay? So I would have asked the mother, hey, is it okay if she joins us for some cake? That's what I would have done. But to get to, I can picture her squatting down to this child's level, taking the cake from her hands and being like, these aren't even your friends. Ugh.
These are the kind of stories that make you hate people. You just have to remember that there are billions of people in the world that would have handled this differently.
Yeah, you're right.
Because this could really leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Insane.
How old is too young to start offering up an allowance? And does it set the wrong precedence with your kids?
My child is 3.5 years old.
Oh, hell no!
And I want to start giving her an allowance. And I'm wondering if it's a little too young, but I have thoughts. All right, I'd like to teach my kids financial responsibility. This would not be payment for doing household chores. Like, your job as being part of the family is doing chores. You don't get paid for that. This would just be, like, literal spending money. And then they could do extra chores around the house if they wanted more.
How is she earning this money?
She's just being given it. But the whole point is it's going to teach her how to handle her finances. So here's the thing. That $3 would be like her age or less a week. So $3 or like $150 would go into the bank of mom. And then we would keep a sheet adding up how much she gets. And if she hits a certain threshold, this is what I saw someone do, that she hits $100, I would give her 10% interest. So I'd give her an extra $10 so she can keep saving, right? If she wants to make a withdrawal to buy something, then we'd have a conversation about, well, you can do that. This is how many weeks it's going to take you to save up that money again.
Oh, Cassie.
This is how much money you've lost. And you're teaching your kid financial literacy.
I'm in my 40s and I can't follow.
it's great. Well, like, so if she wants to buy like a $30 stuffed animal, I would say, yes, it will take you 2 months to earn that money back, though. Is that something you really want to do? And then she could, it gives her a better concept of the value of money and how time is worth money and what it would take to save. And teaching kids financial literacy is a big thing. Like, my friend wrote a book, Financial Whiz Kids. Like, you're supposed to teach them young so they really understand how to use money. And I don't think 3 is too young. We go to the store. She wants things. This is helpful for me as well. You can buy whatever you want. Is it in your budget? How long will it take you? You can make a withdrawal.
So your kid has Emory University blood through its veins. So your 3-year-old might be able to understand this concept.
Mine's got state school, baby.
Yeah, so
good
does
old
mine.
Kentucky.
State school, and I dropped out.
So I at least got my degree.
I do think that if you're going this route and you're trying to teach very, like, adult lessons here, I do think that there's one key piece missing, and that is earning the money.
Yeah.
Well, she's three, though. Like, that's where we come in. She's three.
Exactly.
And I really do want to separate allowance from chores. Like, you are expected to do chores no matter what. Like, you're not, I'm not going to pay you for being part of the family and cleaning up after yourself. I refuse. I'm not doing that. If you want to do extra stuff, like, when she's older, you want to wash the car for extra money. You want to do extra stuff for extra money. I'm happy to pay for that. But I think as a kid, an allowance, if I can afford it, you know, $3 a week, just to be able to buy something or have fun and learn the value of money, I think is a good thing. But I'm not paying for tours. I'm not paying for A's. I'm not paying for any of the stuff that you should be doing.
No, and I love like where your heart and your mind is at. I personally think three is too young, but I like as far as teaching them like fiscal responsibility, I think that's huge. I think it's so funny that at 3.5 you want to do this, and Bart in the neighborhood, and we're talking about we have like 5, 6, and 9-year-olds, he pays them to pick up pine cones with giant marshmallows.
Oh, that's adorable.
We literally always have a bag of giant marshmallows on hand, and the kids come over, they always play in our yard, and he's like, hey, you pick up the pine cones, I'll hook you up with the marshmallow, and those puppies are picked up in seconds.
I think if she can grasp onto the concept, I think it's a really great way to be able to teach her financial independence, like knowing what to do with your money. And also it gives you an out anytime you're at a store. Instead of just saying no and you being the bad guy, she has an understanding of why you're saying no, which I actually think it's a great idea.
Hmm. My grandmother wanted to start giving me an allowance when I was 8. And she gave me, she started off with like $100, which was supposed to go towards me getting an aquarium. And I spent all $100 at the ice cream truck in like five minutes. So maybe if they had started when I was a little younger, by 8, I wouldn't have blew it.
I still think that there's some kind of lesson to be learned by earning the money and earning her way.
Because you don't get money for free.
Yeah, it just doesn't fall out of the sky. And really what you're doing to a 3-year-old is like, I'm giving you this money and I'm teaching you how to spend it, but I'm not teaching you how to earn it.
I mean, that's fair. We have conversations about money. Like, she'll say, why are you going to work? And I'll say, well, we go to work to earn money so we can buy food and pay the mortgage for the house and buy clothes. So we're having those conversations. I just kind of think we underestimate kids a lot. Like, a while back, I think, Kristen, you were watching that show on Netflix about the Japanese kids, was it, who are like toddlers, 3 or 4, and they're walking literal miles mm-hmm. to the store by themselves. We see Top Chef Junior, where all these kids are like using sharp knives and flambeing stuff, and everyone's like, whoa. But kids are more than capable, and I want to challenge mine, though. But I'm afraid, I mean, if I make her work for an allowance, I feel like then we're entering like a very dangerous territory where DFAX is going to be like, hey, we heard you made your kid mop the floor by hand for $3.
Do we need to call like and be like, there's a sweatshop happening in Smyrna? Is
right.
that what you're saying?
So I'm just going to give her the money for now when she's a little older and able to do bigger chores, then we'll start working for it.
Gotcha.
The Burt Show.